Dhamma 1 says Nath, it was one Nath. The Chadama Nath, but there were two Nathim here. Man the Yama Nath, what was the Nath? Yar Hevi. There was a forest there already. Just Dubim Lehevi, there weren't any bears there. So it was a Nath now that the bears came out. Man the Yama Nath, but there were two Nathim. Lo Yar Hevi, Lo Dubim Hevi. There wasn't a forest there before, and there were no bears there. And now Elisha made a Nath that a forest was there, and two bears came out. What purpose do you have to have the forest there? Let them just invent to have two bears come out. Teretz is the beast, so they would be afraid. The bears wouldn't do this if they don't have a place to run to. If they have a forest to go run to, they'll come out now and kill the kids.
As
it's a schus that Bolok brought 42 kabonis, it was able now to such a klala came to klala, so 42 kids were killed. For the Marini, it's not that way. I have only done a rav. Liyolam yasek godem b'tevim mitzvah of bishlal l'shemosh. The mitzvah l'shemah b'l'shemah. You should do mitzvahs even though you don't do them with real kavana, because by doing them shlei the kavana, eventually you come to have to do it l'shemah. What's the raya? She b'tzchara boy mishnayim kavana shikre bolik melech moyev zochu v'yotzim menu rus she yotzim menu shloimah shekasa ben elef oilas yala shloimah. That rus and shloimah came out from a bolik. So here you see the fact Balak brought these 42 kabonis, it was a schus for him. So how could you say b'schar zeh, these 42 kids were killed? And tomorrow, Rabbi Yossi Bechuni, on the right of Yama, and Yama Rabbi Yossi Bechuni, Rus bito shin Egloin. Rus was the daughter of Egloin, but no isha Balak haisa. So the Chura, it was a schus for him. How do you say Klola came out? The Teretzis, Tavosimi l'Klola. Now what was the purpose? Why did Balak have all these kabonis brought? Because he wanted to curse Klai Yisroel. So the Schazer, a curse came out like the 42 kids were killed. Potter says, Vayemer Anshi Yirba Elisha. The people in the city spoke to Elisha. He didn't know Moshe V'Yotayt. The place in the city is very good. Kasher Adon Yirba, like you see. Fred Gemara, what do you mean it's a good place here? V'chimiyacha demayim royim v'yeretz misakolos. It was bad water there, and people were dying there. So what do you mean it was a good land? Ela maitev osa, so what was good about it? Om Rav Chonin, chein mokem ayashved. That's the Metzius. If you live in your property, no matter how bad it is to you, it looks nice. That's the Metzius. So the people that were living there, in their eyes, it was nice. And the Mor says, Om Rav Yechonin, shloisha chein asein. There are three things, even though it's not so nice, but in the eyes of the owner, it looks nice. Chein mokem ayashved. It could be an ugly place. But if you live there and you like it there, to you it looks nice. Chein isha baila. Hamol, even though the wife is not so pretty, not so nice, but to a husband she looks nice. There's a special chein Hashem does that the wife has upon her husband. And chein mekach amekhoi. If you buy something, you buy the jalapi here, a big lemon car, but lemaisa, to you it's a new car, you like it, to you it's your Cadillac. To you it's a nice thing. Mekach amekhoi. What you buy it, to you it looks nice. Tana Rabban. Shloisha chaloyim chol Elisha. Elisha got sick three times, like three averus he did. Echad one shigira dubim mitinoikis, because he had these 42 kids killed. V'yechad shadachbal gechazi b'shtei adayim, he pushed gechazi away too hard with two hands. V'yechad shemeis, from one time he died from it. Shneman the says, V'lisha chol, he got sick, that's one. Es chol yiv two. Ashayamas, but he died. Tana Rabban. L'yordam tei smol doicho v'yamin makarevis. Amol, you have to be stark and push somebody away, push the Yetzar away or so, but do that with the left hand. The right hand, the bigger medium is going to carve to be nice. Like Elisha, don't be like Elisha, Shadoch, Lagechazi, Bishtayodim. He pushed him away with his two hands. But rather, even if you have to push somebody away, do it a little bit with one hand, not with two hands. Like Elisha, my, what's the case of Elisha? The Pasuk says, Yoyim Naman, Hoya Ka Kikorim, take two breads, Oksiv Yoyim Love, Loy Libi Holach. They took all these things. For the Gemara, Mishakel Kuli Adin takes so much. Kesel Begodim with the Shakel. You only took clothing here. At that time, Elisha was learning the loch is about Shemana Shrotzen. Omala, they said to him, Rosha. That you should have this oinish of having a tzaras, you as Rechel Oilem, and your children forever. The apostle says there are four people that are with tzaras, Omer Rav Yechonin, Zugechazi, Ushlesh is born of him and his three children. He wanted Gechazi to come back to do tshuva. He couldn't get him to do tshuva. Go, come back. Amalai no, he said, Kachma Kulanami Moch, that call me Shechot Vechti as a rabbi, whoever did a chet and was Machtir, the rabbim, ain't Masvikim Yodelas a shuv, he can't do tshuva. My Yavad, what a gecha to do so bad? Ikad Yami son say Evan Shuava, Soloi, Lechatoyas Yerovim. He put up a special Evan that held up the Chatoyas of Yerovim Benavot. The Midam Ben Shemayim Loritz, the Hit Avoy, the Zoros was still there. Ikad Yami son say, Shem Chokolo Yapume. He had Hashem's name on his mouth. He always said Anoichim lo yilcho on himself like. Vika the army some say Rabbanan docha mekayme. He threw away Talmid Chachamim. Tehsiv yomer bnei Anavim elalisha hine no amokem asher anachnu yeshrim shom lefanecha tzami menu. That now is a lot of people here. Mechlalas mashma diadid lehev edochik. Up until now, nobody people couldn't come there because Geichas they used to push them away. Tanya Reb Shimon Elazareimer Yetzer the Yetzer we have Rashi says shal tashmish that you have private of tashmish. Yetzer shel tashmish, tinuk, and the isha, Rashi tinuk means yivrach or isha is small doichik v'mimik revis. These things you have to push them away a little bit with your left hand, but with your right hand you should be makar of them. And Rashi v'chein tinuk ben yivrach v'yoved es atzmoi, he'll get lost. If you'll be too strict with your wife or too strict with your kids, they'll go in the real bad way. Therefore, even though you have to be strict with them, only with a mosh like with your left hand. But with your right hand, you have to be makar of them. The Mishnah says, Nimtza horig achloi nerfu agola. They found the person that killed him before they did the egla rufa. The lacher is teitzei v'tiroa b'edit. Then the eagle goes home. It's a regulator, eagle. After they chopped off the head, then they found the murderer. Is the covered mekayim? He's supposed to bury the angler roof in his place. Shall suffer bosom et chlosa. The kipra sveika yvehochala. True, metchila you had a reason to bring it, even though now we find the murderer, but still he's supposed to bury it. Nerfu agola v'yachakach nimso harig hareza yorig. You should know, even though you did the angler roof for lady, you find the murderer, he still gets killed. Don't think to say the angler roof apatis him. One eight said, I saw the person, I saw the murderer. You didn't see him. Or else, Isha Meres Risi, I saw the murderer. Isha Meres Risi, I didn't see the murderer. Or Yahoyu Orphan. So one goes against one, it's like we don't have any Edim, we don't know who the murderer is, therefore we have to bring the Egla Rufa. One says, I saw the murderer. Two says, you didn't see it. Hayu Orphan, we bring the Egla Rufa because we don't know who killed him. What about Shnai Marmarino? Two said, we saw who killed. The Echoraimer Lehem, Lor Risim, you didn't see it. Then Lehoy Orphim, because we believe the two, and we know who the murderer is, so there's no mitzvah Egla Rufa. Misharaba Rechsonim, when there were a lot of murderers in Klai Yisrael, Botl Lagol, they start bringing Egla Rufa.
Because it wasn't called the Suffolk anymore. It's considered like now we know exactly who the murderer was. Like it says, Mishaboy Eloza ben Dinai, Uzchino ben Prisha, Hoyaniko, that's the way he was called. Is Chozru Likroisoy ben Horachson. They again called him the Ben Horachson. In other words, we know who the murderer was, so there's no purpose to bring an Egla Rufa. Then the Mishnah says, the Misharabu HaMenofim, when there became a lot of people that had Znus, is the Posko HaMayim HaMorim. They stopped bringing again the Mayim HaMorim. In other words, when you had a Saito, like this we'd say it's a Sophic if she had Znus or not, so she's supposed to drink the Mayim HaMorim. But when it came out that they had a lot of Znus, it was not a Sophic anymore, it was like Kamat Vada, she had the Znus, that they made a Takana not to drink the Mayim HaMorim anymore. Rabbi Yechonam ben Zakkai Hifsikon, he's the one that stopped it. Shenema, the Pesuk says, Noshayam, Loyefkot al benoseichem, kisiz neno, v'yakaloseichem, kisona afno, kihem. The Mashmah came a time when the Novi said that there's too much znus, they had a lot of znus. Then the Mishnah said, the Mishemes Yoisi ben Yoezer is Tredo. When he was Nifta, the Yoisi ben Yechonam is Yerushalayim, is Botlu ho Eshkolis. Stop then, Inyan of Eshkolis. Which means that the Gemara says in Ish Shehakol Boy, they had everything. Torah, Gemilas Chasadim, Tzidkus, they had everything. Shenema, the Apostle says, Ein Eshkol Echol, Bikura Ifso, Nafshi. And there's no more Eshkol, just to say there's no more Tzadikim like this that has Ish Shehakol Boy. Then the Mishnah says that Yoichanon Kohen Godol, Hevir Hoidoyis HaMaiser. He stopped in you not to say Vidui when you bring Maiser. The Gemara says because we can't say any more the inyan of the Gam Nasati and the Levi, because they made a takana not to give the Maaser any more to the Leviim, but rather to give it to the Kahanim. And Afu beat the last Amorim. He was also stopped as inyan of the Amorim, which means Leviim used to say every day, Bishas the Kriyas Hashir ala Korbin, they used to say like, Ur Oira Loma Tishin Hashem, they used to say, wake up, why are you sleeping? But then when it came to the Zman of the Beis Hamikdash, when everything was going good, they didn't have to say that anymore. So therefore he stopped that. V'yes ha-naikfin. He also stopped the union of naikfin, that you're not allowed to bang on cholamayid. What does that mean? That ad yom of up until his times, ha yapatish makib yushlayim. There used to be mata the patish, the one that has to, like a blacksmith, has to bang a lot. On the, we know on cholamayid you're not allowed to do avoid, you can't do malacha. But the tzarech ovud, if it's a darba ha-ovud, if it's going to lose out, if you don't do it, then it's muta. Samikra, then it was muta to do this avoida. But he was misakin not to do it. It's too much like an afshemilsa. It's too much looks like a bizoyin. For cholamoyitz, he stopped it. Over yomav in his times, einodem tzorech lishal al hadamai. He didn't have to ask any questions about the mai. And the pshat is that he made a takon. You don't have to ask around anymore if the peiros you buy, like from an amoritz, if it took off maisus or not. Because he made a takon, all you have to do is just take off maisus rishon, and then take off trumas maisus or maisus sheni. And the Maaseh Sheni, you're allowed to eat yourself, take it up to Yerushalayim. And the Maaseh Rishon, you could also eat. The only thing you have to give away is only the Trumas Maaseh. So that doesn't stop people. That's pretty easy to do. All right, we'll see all this more in the Gemara. All right, we'll stop here. We'll build behind us now. We'll have Mem Zayin, or Ramal. We'll go to the Mishnah again. Mem Zayin, or Manalaf on the bottom. The Mishnah says, Nimtza Herig, Achaloy Nerfer Hagolah. The case of Egla Rufer is you find the mace outside the city. And we don't know who killed him. But let's say we found the murderer before they made the Egla Rufer, before they killed this eagle. So Locher is Tetzei V'Tiro Beder, that the eagle has no Isser on it, it goes back and you could use it like a normal kif. What about Mishoner for Hagola? Let's say first know they killed the Egla Rufer, they chopped off the head. Then they found the murderer. Is Tikover Bimkoim, you're supposed to bury Bimkoim, it's already Nesar. It's also Bano. Shall Sofik Vosa Mitchilosa. This is a Svarim. At the beginning it came because of a Sofik. And therefore, Kipra Sveiko Volcholo. Now that we know, so it had a purpose. Because at the time when we brought it, there was a Sofik Gedat who killed. So therefore, it was Mechapra at that time. Still, Nerfor Hagolov Yacha Kach Nimso Harig, Hareze Yorak. You should know, even though we brought the Egla Rufa, later when we find the murderer, he still gets killed. Don't think to say that since we brought the Yegel, Egla Rufa, it saves the murderer. No, he still gets killed. What about Eidecho de Marisias Horig? One Eid says, I saw the murderer. According to that, we would not bring the Egla Rufa. An Egla Rufa is only brought if we do not know who killed him. The Eidecho de Marisi, and another Eid says that to the first one, no, you didn't see him. You're with me. You didn't see the murderer. Or else, Isha Meris Risi, Isha Meris Le Risi. While you're orphaned, then the lacha is we bring the Egla Rufa. Because one cancels out the other one, so we're back to a doubt who killed him. Therefore we bring. What about Eidech Ramarisi, Shnayim Ramim Larisi? While you're orphaned, the same thing. If one said he saw, but two says, no, you didn't see. So again, we don't know who killed. Therefore we bring the Egla Rufa. What about those Shnayim Ramarinu? Two people say we saw the murderer. We saw him killed. The Yechoraim Elohim Larisim, and one said back to those two, no, you did not see. Lehoy orphaned. Then Allah says, we believe the two over the one, and therefore it's like we know who the murderer was, and you don't bring an Egla Rufa. Then the Mishnah says, Misha Rabbah Arayitz Chonim, when it became time when people used to kill a lot, they were famous murderers, and Al Capone was around, is Botla Egla Rufa, became Botla the Egla Rufa. Because then the Pshat is, we know who killed him. Mishav Yeliezer ben Dinoi, he was a famous murderer. Or Tchina ben Frisho Hoyanikro, that was his name. So kids said, they used to know, is Chozlik and Chozlik Reisim ben Harotzkin. They called him the son of the murderer. So kids said, we know like who killed the people, therefore you don't bring an Egla Rufa. Same thing, Mishirabu Hamanafu, when it came time to Klai, people used to do a lot of znus. Even the Baal would live with other ladies also. Is Posko Amayinamorim. They stop bringing the Mayamorim, because we'll see in the Gemara, it doesn't test anymore. If the husband is not clean, so the Mayim doesn't help. He stopped the Mehamorim in his time. Shenemar lo yefkid abnasechem kisiz neno v'yakoloseichem kis nafno kihem. That used to be a lot of znus, so the husband was not clean. There's no reason to bring the Mehamorim. Mishemesh Yosef ben Uezdi Sreid of Yosef ben Yehuda Ishur Shlaim Botlu Eshkolos. Stop then the union of Eshkolos. That means the Ish Shakol boy. They had everything. Torah Avoda. Shenem Rapotz says they Eshkol leEchol Bikuru Eiso Nafshi. You don't find anymore this Eshkol, this person like that's Hakol boy.
Yechden Kohen Gadol Hevir Havadoyis HaMaiser. He stopped them from saying Vidui. Like we'll see in the Gemara, the third year, you take out the Maiser and say they did all the halachas the way they're supposed to. So he stopped it because we can't say we did the halachas, because the new takana was that Maiser Rishon goes to Kohanim, not to Levim. So they can't say exactly we did the way we were supposed to. And Afu Botlan Samurin, he also stopped the people that Amur will see in the Gemara, Levim used to say something, he stopped them. People used to clap also. We'll see in the Gemara exactly what